We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It's 9:53. Manhattan City Commission again meets tonight, 7 p.m., City Hall. And we're getting a preview of that here today on In Focus. So taking a look at the consent agenda, and there's a few items of note on there. I printed one out here that I thought was pretty important, and that's the discussion here about the 2020 Emergency Solutions Grant application. And this is going to help a lot of folks. Now, is this from the CARES funding?
So I think it is a indirect result of CARES. So the state typically puts out some, if they have some additional federal funds that they're passing through, it's really targeted more towards homeless. So the crisis center and the Manhattan Emergency Shelter are the primary recipients for this, and have been, because they deal primarily with homelessness in our community. And so we typically get special allocations annually. We already had one earlier this spring for them. And this one is couched to be coming. And I think there maybe was I don't know that it's linked directly to CARES, but it's certainly some extra money that the feds passed through to the states for this purpose. So it's $160,100 that's being made available. And we typically, it passes through the city as the facilitator, and we'll work with those entities to make sure they utilize the funds. But the entities work with the state and this provision on a regular basis. And again, this is a two or three times a year we get this kind of funding that we pass along to these types of emergency service agencies. So it's a good thing. Most of it is targeted for actually 2021. You know, you get that situation where everybody works on different fiscal years. I mean, the state's on a July 1, the feds are on an October 1, and we're on a January 1. So some of that has to do with some of those aspects as well.
All right. Nice funds, though, coming to the emergency shelter and the crisis center. Probably much needed here, especially with everything given that's going on this year. Anything else? What else do we have of note here on the consent agenda?
Sure. A couple things. We've got asking the commission to approve a resolution to apply for KDOT grant through the Transportation Alternatives Program. This would be on our Safe Routes to School program in conjunction with USD 383. We've been doing a lot of those Safe Routes to School projects over the past couple of years. You know, when we passed the street maintenance program and sales tax, 5% of that was going to be used for Safe Routes to Schools, and that's what would be the one of the matching sources. This is a small grant. Total is $20,000 for state funds, $5,000 local match, or for a total of $25,000. It's really to upgrade the master plan for the Safe Routes to School. We've done a lot of the projects the current plan calls for, and so you know, as the school district gets set to redistrict, and they've made improvements, a lot of the schools, we just really want to focus with them to set a new priority list for improvements.
And obviously, you should, as a former, as an educator yourself here, this is probably something that is near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, I think, you know, redistricting is always a huge conversation for Board of Education, as well as community members and parents. Everybody likes their neighborhood schools, and drawing those lines when you're redistricting becomes a heavy duty conversation. But I think it's appropriate to wait and see how that is drawn, so that you have you make it accessible for students and families to make sure they have a safe way to get to school. And we've used those funds really well so far. So I was glad that when originally that sales tax passed for Parks and Rec, part of it was to have, I'm sorry, for street maintenance sales tax, it was good to have the Safe Routes to School embedded into that taxing piece, as well as working with the MPO on that. So I think Stephanie Peterson and her group have done well with it also.
All right. And then lastly here, I see there's the information already. We're talking Christmas, if you can believe it or not, for the holiday lighting and special events for Festival of Lights.
Yeah, this is our annual contract with Whoville Incorporated for the Festival of Lights down at Blue Earth Plaza. They are planning, and so this allows them to put the holiday tree up in the park and other decorations around the park. They are not, if they were going to have some on-site activities, that's a different process that they apply to the city for. They've announced that they plan to do the lighting virtually this year, and so look to their site to be able to find out more information about activities and events, but they do want to put the tree up. And so this is the basically it's a lease agreement or a use agreement to allow them to utilize the park for those purposes.
Tell me, is there a bigger fan of Christmas than Win Butler?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so. I think that's one of his special passions.
Certainly decorating.
Well, yeah, certainly. I would agree with that. I remember him being a huge fan of all that stuff. Meeting is tonight, 7 p.m. City Hall. You can tune in a number of different ways, or you can go in person if there's less than 29 folks. Of course, cityofmhk.com/TV, the Facebook page, and Cox Cable Channel 3. Mayor Reddy, City Manager Fear, thank you so much. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon. Have a great day.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll have Clark Howard show up next, coming up tomorrow, USD 383. And we'll also have some Fort Riley guests talking about haunted stuff at Fort Riley. The ghostesses, I think, are going to be on the program tomorrow.
The ghostesses are quite the characters.
Yes.